producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight, Kate Delaney. With a heavy heart, we come to you on a rough day for our friends in Southern California. If you had been tied up today and did not hear the news, there was a terrible shooting that left 14 people dead and 17 others seriously wounded, well, in various conditions, I'll say, to make that accurate. Just a really awful, awful morning for people who were just prey and fell victim to a gunman who decided to open fire while they were having a holiday party. And the tragedy of the whole thing goes back to the fact that the people who were fired on in this mass shooting really, once again, did not have a chance. Very much like the description you heard of the Bataclan, the nightclub 3 weeks ago in Paris, where those people did not have a chance either, except for you, some hid in closets and some were able to scurry away and some were injured but were not killed. In the end, what ended up happening, as I walk back all the details for you, is that a man named Syed Farouk and another man was killed after a chase and a shootout. People connected, or people, family members who know and spend time with Farouk, say that this is not something they could have ever seen him doing, and are shocked by the fact that he went into a county office building and, you know, and again opened up. What the description is that he left the building, then came back into the building, and there are some shaky details as they're trying to sort it out. The cops were on them on a beat. They were killed in an SUV shootout in San Bernardino. You have people wounded. You had witnesses on the scene that said it sounded, one person described it as sounding like a war zone, sounding like Vietnam, in fact. And they have not ruled out at this point. The FBI, I double-checked now again, but as they continue to investigate it, they're, of course, treating this very carefully. But they're not ruling out terrorism at this point. The suspects who went in and knew what was going on, went into this holiday party and were dressed up in, you know, camo and knew what they were doing. They certainly were in tactical gear. So the precision of it and knowing who was there and that kind of thing, again, leads one to believe, yeah, we're looking at terrorism here. The shootout happened 4 hours after the massacre at the social services center, less than 2 miles away. And the fear in Southern California is, my God, we have a Paris attack on our hands here. One of the suspects was female. Armed, handguns, assault rifles, all of that. They actually described three suspects running from the scene, but police were saying after that they were unsure if that person was involved in the attack. Wow. Can you look at the video from earlier in the day, because this happened after 11 o'clock in the morning, and it's horrible. They came in prepared, as the San Bernardino police chief described it, as if on a mission. and they're eyeing this as terrorism because they're not willing to, they're not willing to completely call it that. But and they're leaning in this direction from what I'm told. From what I'm told, that's what the deal is. So the way it started is they burst into the Inland Regional Center. Hundreds of people were there, some at this party in the conference room. I described it already. They had body armor and masks. They made their way around the conference room. They opened fire with the rifles. People were scrambling, hiding under desks, barricading themselves in a room, or running for their lives. Some people that are injured, or they're in various states, some critically. And then after a few minutes, because it was really just a few minutes, they jumped in the black SUV that was later part of that whole shootout. Wow, just lightning quick. Lightning quick. Who would have thought these people that were sitting there certainly would never, ever have suspected that. By the way, police used a bomb squad robot to search the building for possible explosives. The LA Times is now saying that a device found inside was detonated, but they're not being very clear as to whether or not that was a bomb or not. Motive, motive, motive. You can't get anyone to say anything about motive. Again, that goes to whether it's terrorism or not. I mean, and just absolutely atrocious. And here's the thing. Employees, according to the Los Angeles Times, because they were all over this immediately, employees have monthly training drills to prepare for active shooter situations. And apparently some of those people initially thought, oh, this is a drill. Oh, but then they saw real bullets, and that's when they dove for rooms, decided to run, barricade themselves, whatever they had to do. So here it is. This is a place where they're helping people with disabilities, people who are dealing with autism or they're mentally challenged. And usually doctors would be looking at little kids, parents who are worried, meeting with the developmentally disabled adults. So you have all age ranges here, and lots of people go in and out of this facility. You have three buildings. You have 800 or 600 workers, rather, I'm sorry, at the Inland Regional Center. That's what it's called. Boy, oh boy. And here it is, ironically, they practice for this kind of thing. And then it happens. And people who got out of the building say there were bodies on the ground. They tried to step over them. They couldn't help. You know, they knew they were dead. And they didn't have enough ambulances to get all the victims in and out as fast as they could. There were people using pickup trucks to carry people who were wounded to these triage areas that they set up. Busloads of employees from the center were taken to a church to be interviewed. They took them away from the area. Awful. If you want to weigh in, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Coming up a little bit later, in fact, around the bend now, we got the mailbag. Stay with us.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we head to the mailbag and get tons of emails, as I say every single time, and this is no different, so let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
First up, we have Christopher, who says, Kate, Donald Trump and this whole comment about the Muslims. I've heard you say you were in New York City at the time, and I guess I caught only bits and pieces of it. I wonder what you were doing in New York, and I guess why you were there and what you saw. Yes, I worked in New York. It was awesome. I had gone back to New York just months before 9/11 happened, probably 6 months before. I moved back east. I had gotten a great job at WFAN in New York City. I was so excited to be there, and things were rolling along. And, of course, as you know, the rest, 9/11 happens, and there we are on the air, and nobody understands what's going on as all of you were watching to see what was unfolding. And I mentioned that, and I agreed with what Rudy Giuliani said. Rudy Giuliani said there were definitely people celebrating, but it was small bands of people who were celebrating on 9/11, and that's what we saw locally. I know that there was footage of people celebrating across the river in New Jersey, so Trump is right on that, but not thousands of people. It was a handful of people. Giuliani says he knows that for sure in Queens and Brooklyn and some other places, you'd have maybe 15 to maybe at the most 40 people, and that's what I saw. And so he's right about that, but it's different than, certainly it's much different than the shots, I think, of the Palestinians who were celebrating in the Middle East, and maybe there's some confusion on that. So that's what I was talking about. And I was there. I was there in New York City, and after 9/11, just horrific. You know, you'd go into the subways or you'd go into the LIE to go to Long Island or wherever, and you'd see these pictures up everywhere of, have you seen my husband? Have you seen my brother? Have you seen my sister? I mean, just hundreds of them Because when 9/11 first happened, of course, the thought was, oh, you know, we're going to find survivors. There's going to be people that are going to be here. We're going to find them. And, you know, it's just that hopefulness that was almost immediately dashed, seemingly, 2 days later when you realize, yep, that's not happening. All the hospitals were on alert and whatnot. Okay, let's go to another one. This one is from Maximilian. I love that, Maximilian. I don't remember any Maximilian, certainly Max's. But anyway, Maximilian says, hi, Kate. I heard you talk about the weather the other day on the show and saying that it was incredibly rainy in Dallas. And in fact, it was going to be a record-setting year where you lived. And we saw that there were people that died in the hill country. I've been there a few times, which is near Austin, I guess. And you mentioned how other people in California have had a drought that they're dealing with for 4 years. I can totally attest to that because that's where I live. And it really has taken its toll on Californians, on the way we look at things, on the way our neighborhoods look, what the situation is with water. It is interesting how it's different where you live geographically, don't you think? Oh, yeah. I mean, I always say it. It's the wicked curveball of Mother Nature. And because I've lived in California, I know exactly what you're talking about. I didn't live there when there was a drought. We had fires. I can remember dealing with fires in Santa Barbara and how it would rip through the canyons and, oh, it would be terrible. I can also remember just constant sun, but not where we would still have a smattering of rain. It wasn't officially a drought at all. But, yeah, absolutely. And that's why in Texas it's wild, almost at the 60 inches of rain mark in some places. That's incredible if you think about it. And it was, you know, just a week ago we're talking about buckets and buckets of rain, less than a week ago, coming down, you know, where yet literally you have people who sadly don't realize that they're going to be in a flash flood when they turn around a certain corner because it's dark, it's at night, they're going to work, whatever it is. And then that's what happens, because there were several people, sad stories of people drowning not too far from where my satellite facility is here on GCN. I'm going to say maybe 5 miles or so. There was a terrible drowning. A father was off to work, and just that's, again, goes down a side street. And who knew? There it was. Boom, flash flood. He can't get out of the car, can't open the car, and there is no rescue. It's in the middle of the night, although he tried to call 911. Okay, let's motor on to another one. This one is from Mimi, who says, Kate, I have been listening to America Tonight. I have to tell you that I love Nail the Score. I promise I will call the show upcoming soon before the end of the season. What happens is I listen to your show. Sometimes I download it. Sometimes I'm awake for more pieces of it. It just depends on what my life is like on that particular day. Because of what I do, I work from home and travel a lot, and my schedule's kind of, as you call it, all over the map. But I'm a huge football fan, and I think it's clever what you do with the whole Nail the Score thing. I can tell you that in my mind I'm playing along, and I am always wrong, so I got you on the whole crystal ball thing. Yeah, it's a good time to remind everybody you have a chance to win a computer if you do Nail the Score. So every Tuesday into Wednesday show, second hour, last segment, we do this thing called Nail the Score. The computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. You don't have to be any kind of a football genius. You just have to make a guess who you think's going to win the game and whatever the score is going to be. And it can be anything, because we know if you look at scores, there's no symmetry to the scores. It could be like 24-21. It could be 10-7. I mean, we've seen some crazy things happen the last couple of years in the NFL. Sometimes it's like a baseball score. Sometimes it's a blowout. So there's no bad guesses and no reason to feel like, oh, I don't know anything about football, because you're not diving into what the game's about. You're just giving us a guess. So maybe you'll win a computer. Next Tuesday into Wednesday, second hour, we do it live only for that segment. You can't listen to it back the next day and throw in a guess. That wouldn't be fair to everybody else, so you have to do it live. You can send us an email, but that's it. That's the only way you can do that. All right, here's another one from Timothy, and Timothy says, hi, Kate. I know that you do the movie review thing, and I'm anxious to go and see a movie this holiday season. I'm wondering what you would recommend. Wow. Well, that's a tall task because I don't know the kind of movies that you like. If you like the Bond franchise or you just like the whole mystery, intrigue, spy thing, Spectre's not bad. It's not the best Bond, but I think Casino Royale, easy for me to say, Raoul, is easy, I mean, is the best Bond, and they have an original of that, and then there's also the remake, and to me that's the better one. You could just rent that. But Spectre's not too bad. I would recommend that for sure. Star Wars is coming out, Mockingjay Part 2, but that's a franchise, so I wonder if you've seen the ones before that, and that's mostly teen. A lot of teenagers are going to that, although I've seen it. Katniss Everdeen is the main character and is pretty good. Jennifer Lawrence plays her. There's a movie coming out called Concussion, if you're a sports fan, and that's about the start of the whole concussion thing, unveiling at the doctor who started to talk about it in the NFL, trying to shut it down, some of the powers that be at the time. And that looks to be really good. Will Smith stars in that movie. Julia Roberts and Nicole Kidman are part of a cast in a movie about her daughter being murdered and the whole intrigue of piecing it together and going after the guy, and that's pretty interesting. So I think there's, across the board, there's some decent movies. This is when the movies come out at the holidays because people have off, which is why I'm assuming that's what you're saying, that you have time and you're going to go run and see a movie. But, I mean, there's something different about the experience of being in the movie, at the movies, rather, versus being at your house. But the way we live now with the streaming and the capabilities of going back and seeing movies, and if you haven't seen a lot of movies, the Netflix thing, the Roku thing is so good because you just have better choices. If it's about being in the theater, then I totally get it, too. And I would understand why you would go and pick out a movie and go and see it. So I gave you a couple examples, and the 33 about the miners, the Chilean miners who were trapped. That's an excellent movie. And then, you know, of course, we know there's a feel-good sort of ending to that. And that would be probably a good movie to see. I would put that on the list. Bridge of Spies I would put on the list, although that might be harder to find. It's probably coming out of the movies because it's, you know, they're in and out so quickly. I hope that helps. If you go and see a movie, send us a cheap movie review. Tell us what it was like, and I'll send you a copy of a book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. Thanks so much for all the emails, and keep them coming, americatonight.net.
The moon is a rock on a mountain. The lunatics have taken over this island.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
America Tonight. Talking about some of the other things that have happened on the day. Obviously, what went on in Southern California rocked us, but we know that the as time ticks on and people were paying attention to the breaking news and, oh man, mass shooting, is this a terrorist thing? Some other things, easy for me to say. It's the water. I think I'm drinking too much water. It's the caffeine. The caffeine is lacking. It's supposed to be good, but I think that's what it is. Anyway, a new study came out and found that 300 active ISIS supporters are online in the U.S. That's pretty scary if you think about it. I've talked about recruitment. We've had people on talking about the slick magazines and the e-zines and attracting talent, which is a sick thing to say, but that's what they call it, to the ISIS ranks. So 300 American or U.S.-based sympathizers have been identified as being somehow connected to ISIS. Researchers at George Washington University's Program on Extremism say that the recruiters primarily use Twitter to encourage like-minded individuals to travel to Iraq or Syria to join the ISIS group, the Caliphate, or to plan attacks within the U.S. And this is frightening. And you think Los Angeles or San Bernardino, what happened there? And then you hear this: pushing, planning, plotting, get involved, attack the U.S. The study said that while the number of ISIS supporters isn't as large in the U.S. as in other Western countries, ISIS-related mobilization in the United States is unprecedented. 250 Americans have traveled or attempted to travel to Iraq or Syria. 900 active investigations in progress against ISIS sympathizers in all 50 states. Wow. In addition to online recruiters, the study also identifies several groups of friends or acquaintances who support ISIS. One of the cells is based in Texas and revolves around what they're calling a few charismatic individuals and an Islamic studies group. The second is located in the suburbs of a large Midwestern city and appears to be composed of former high school friends and their acquaintances. Frightening. The average age, 26, overwhelmingly male. Overwhelmingly male. The summary of the information, when it's all said and done, said the actual involvement with ISIS ranged from those who are merely inspired by the message to those who reached mid-level leadership positions within the group. Wow. Fellow Americans, maybe in your neighborhood, maybe in mine, one's in Texas, one's in the Midwest. This is the buzz in the backyard. Knowing that there are heavy recruitment messages out there, not a shock, we knew that. But hearing some specifics about where is scary. Narrowing, pinpointing it, and then trying to tie it, you know, I guess ultimately to some of these spots that we're talking about, and then hearing about what happened in San Bernardino. Now, whenever there's any kind of a shooting, automatically, of course, automatically, that's exactly what we think. Ski masks, military gear, 14 dead, 17 injured. And they do active shooter drills. What chance does everybody else have if these people were doing active shooter drills? The answer is you can drill all you want, but until it actually happens, it's a whole different ballgame. And plus, if you do not have any way to fight back, how do you fight back against a hail of raining bullets on you? You can't. You can't do it. I mean, it was a slaughter. And, of course, now the question is about Syed Farouk, investigating him, investigating the potential idea of terrorism, connection to ISIS, go get people in the United States. How did this happen? The cops went to the Farouk family's home in Redlands, California. They pursued a car leaving from that address. There was a man and a woman inside the car, both of them dead. They were armed with assault rifles and handguns. They had a third guy that they apprehended, but they haven't said that that person's involved or not. And then what you have is Farouk's brother-in-law, who says, "I can't express how sad I am for what happened today. I'm in shock myself. My condolences to those who lost their life. I'm very sad that people lost their life and there are victims out there. I wish speedy recovery to them." what witnesses say from this inland regional center is that when, where the 14 were killed and 17 or more were injured, there was a man leaving a meeting of county health department employees in the morning looking uncomfortable. Police say his name was Syed Farouk. That was the guy they were talking about in the communications they had. So, 11 a.m., two people go in the building, open fire. Oh, boy, oh boy. It comes back to this again. And the family trying to their best to say we had no idea, and it does make you wonder, for sure. We move into a few other things happening, believe it or not, in the world around us. Like I said, it keeps going back to that. But, you know, we've been talking about the Secret Service here on America Tonight for a while, and it's no secret that they're having some serious issues at the top. There's breaches all over the, you know, all over the place. We have another jumper going over the fence of the White House, which is unbelievable. You had a man masquerading as a member of Congress walking into a secure area. A plethora of security lapses. In this one, you had a woman who walked backstage unchecked where Obama was a guest. You had two people strolling by a Secret Service checkpoint into the first layer of the White House. So there's a report that's going to be released on Thursday that shows that this once incredible force of Secret Service elites on this force have not fixed their problems that were exposed last year with the security lapses. There were detailed assessments of the failings of the Secret Service. The 2011 shooting at the White House that wasn't stopped. Last year, an armed man with an arrest record gets on board an elevator with the president. Oh, that's safe. The assessment of the Secret Service as an agency, the assessment is they're deeply troubled. They have a staffing crisis. And they're adding and recommending that more new staff members should be put in place. So could these be isolated events? Is it just the culture? It's a culture resistant to change is what it is. And that's what this report says. And the staffing decline includes the uniformed, or the ununiformed, officer division that guards the White House. That's the greatest threat to the Secret Service? Are you kidding me? Mismanagement all over the place. And hiring at its lowest point. Morale is critically low, they say. High attrition. Employees overworked. Morale low. The report says that the president and the 2016 presidential candidates face a heightened danger if they don't do something to fix the agency's problem. Jason Chaffetz, chairman of the Oversight Committee, says this. It's pretty chilling. The situation's getting worse, not better. The president is in jeopardy. He better personally get involved in fixing this. Boy, I would say so. This is not a time to lay in the weeds. Congressman Elijah Cummings said he supported the report's finding, but it may not be exactly how he would have written it. Wow. I would have to think the safety of the president and the first family and those coming in would have to be of utmost priority and importance. They got to change that, brother, especially when we look at what's been going on across the United States. Hang with us. Shipped in.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
On what now has happened in California, the reaction to it for the Secret Service and how bumbling and blundering they've been. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. An old friend of the show joins us now. I think he's with us. Jack down under. Is this Jack?
Yes, it is, my dear.
Oh, we haven't talked to you in so long. I have been so swamped, but I am so excited that you called the show so everyone can hear your fabulous voice, and this is a perfect opportunity for you to weigh in.
Oh, well, yes, and I'd like to start off by saying how many more of these incidents have to happen before you admit that Dan from Texas and I were right? Now, let's look at this. Now, I'm drawing on, as you know, I'm a former Special Forces member of the Australian Army. Now, I've been scouring over these reports of the information and putting it together. These guys were prepared. Any claim that this was a spontaneous incident, go out the window. These guys had prepared body armor, weapons, and ammunition. Their chest rigs that had body armor plates in them were set up military style. There's two, you know, I've seen a lot of people that play paintball and airsoft and so on. You see the guys that have had military training before, they set their rigs up in a certain way, and then there are the guys that set their rigs up like they see it in the Hollywood movies. And, you know, you pick the real soldiers from the posers. And all the reports that I've had have said that these were set up military style. That means these people had training. Now, second of all, they had go bags in their vehicle that had nearly a week's supply of food for both of them and more ammunition. That means they were prepared to continue this firefight for at least another 3 days.
Again, yeah.
This is a military tactic and requires training. Now, plus, this latest fad with this wonderful invention that Al Gore gave us, the internet, they were wearing GoPro cameras. They videotaped their atrocities, and I'm busy scouring at the moment the English language jihadi sites trying to see if they had time to pass off that footage before they were taken down. You know, the level of planning and sophistication in all of this, it's astonishing. And to counteract the whole gun control debate on this, the two long guns that were used in this have been outlawed except for police and military use in the state of California for almost 20 years. You know, they had the full size magazines. They didn't have the bullet indent magazine release that is required in the state of California. These weapons were procured outside of the state and brought in violation of the law. So the whole gun control debate falls on its keister on that point alone, my dear.
No, I agree, but that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Unfortunately, as you know, that there'll be, you know, again, we know that there's always that argument that flies in the face of sensibility. Yes.
Yeah. Well, see, gun control doesn't work. I think the last time we spoke was just after the shooting in Australia out front of the New South Wales police headquarters, the same day that Barack Obama tried to use Australia as an example of where gun control is working. I did some checking into that. Now, in the last 10 years, not one of the firearms used in a shooting murder in Australia was manufactured prior to the gun ban in Australia, which is nearly 20 years old. In fact, the handgun that was used by the jihadi up in Sydney just a few weeks back was only came onto the market 2 years ago. So the Australian media has always pushed a lot of this stuff. When these shooting murders happen, it's somebody who didn't turn in their guns and they've secreted them away and hidden them. But you know, that's the media spin they put on it. But when you delve into it, when they announced that it was a Generation 3 Glock, well, they only came onto the market 3 years, 2.5 years ago. And, you know, and then for them to say, well, hang on, this has been lying in somebody's closet for 20 years, just, you know, that sort of BS just doesn't, you know, wash very easily.
Well, I mean, it's just, again, wrapping your mind around it is so awful. And the fact that they practice the possibility of this and you had people crawling into closets doing anything they could to save their lives is, I mean, it doesn't do much to the victims or the families, do you think, Jack?
Well, here's how the scenario went down as I see it. Mr. Farouk went to this occasion.
Mm-hmm.
To deliberately cause a scene and get thrown out, to then use that as justification.
Yep. Yep.
For the act that went through. The plan, you know, it's not spontaneous. You don't go home, get your wife, gear up in body armor, and pack enough food and spare ammunition for a week's worth of warfare because you got ticked off at a Christmas party. I mean, you know, if he's a religious Muslim, why did he go to the office Christmas party?
Right.
Unless it was to feign offense.
Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy and crazy sad more than anything. You know, there's that the sad element of it. I mean, just so sad because it doesn't do much to comfort the families who then get these horrific calls, Jack, about this. And
well, the family did the CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, paraded family members up in front of the cameras who didn't deny the fact that their family did it. CARE has been running a CYA campaign the likes I haven't seen except in along the Beltway when a politician screws up.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yep, absolutely. Unbelievable. How are you otherwise? You have fans that are wondering how you're doing. How are you doing?
I'm still trapped here in Australia.
Trapped.
We're still sorting out our visas and stuff. Family skeletons have come out of the closet that might open up a few doors and so on. But I fully expect to be involved in a very long legal battle in the United States early next year to sort out my immigration once and for all.
Yay! Well, Jack, it's great to hear from you. Lots of people miss you. And thank you so much for throwing in your two cents on the show. And you heard Jack mention some more specifics about what happened, and you know, the fact that it's interesting what's being billed as breaking news, which it's already been identified. This has already been identified as Syed Farouk and the 27-year-old female, you know, his wife, Tashfeen Malik is her name. And you know, what possesses somebody to go to that incredible, dark, sick, twisted place for what? And to destroy these lives. Unbelievable. There are no great adjectives. There is no fabulous way to pull this all together other than to say we are, as I mentioned on my Facebook, crying along with Lady Liberty that this happened in America during the day on a Wednesday before lunch at what was supposed to be a joyous occasion. It's supposed to be about celebrating the people that were there and the work that they had done with some difficult situations. And here was an organization where they were practicing and had practiced drills. And, you know, we don't know when more stories come out, perhaps a life or two was saved because of the drills and they scattered, but unfortunately, not enough. Thanks for listening to this Hour of America Tonight. Any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me, americatonight.net.
About your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.